Today's daf is daf Mem Aleph, and we're holding at the Hilik Mishnah. Shor shenagachat ha'adam umeit, if the shor gores a human and he dies, muad mishalim kofer, the town patur mina kofer. So here we see there's no, according to the standard, there's no such thing as chatzi kofer. So if the shor is a muad, which is strange, how could it be a muad since it got shot at the first time, as it says, zeze chayavim mita, whether you're a tam or whether you're a muad, you'd be chayav mita. We're going to have to figure out how it got a chance to come back from the dead, to be revived, to kill again. All right? V'chein beben, v'chein bebat. This is not only true of a fully developed Adam, but as it says, o ben yigach, o bat yigach, etzer kemishpat hazeh. This is, means, even a tinok, tinoket. It's also, even though it's easy, obviously easier, and that's perhaps not considered to be as vicious, nonetheless, same exact halacha. Nagach Eved or Ama, that's the din of Shloshim Shel Eved. A shor that is Nogach, an Eved and Aman kills them. So there's a special knas of Shloshim Slaim, and there it doesn't matter what the value of the Eved or Ama was, Ben Chu Yafeh Me'amoneh, Ben Chu Yenu Yafeh L'Dinah Achad, you may be paying more or less than the amount of the actual damage, but L'maisa, this is the Shloshim that the Torah was Mechadish. Says the Gemara, if we already killed this shark, it was chayav mita, and remember that it couldn't become a muad unless it was taken to court. I mean, it's not as if it killed three times and now we discovered that it wouldn't count because we needed to have a ha'adah. So then it's in court. So well, what happened? So how did it get back to life again? What happened is that it went on the attack. And it was a rampage, and it would have killed three guys, but thank heavens they got away with the skin of their teeth. But every expert says, oh, whew, if that guy hadn't been taken out of there with a lasso, he'd be dead. So Mamela, it's the equivalent of Muad, but we don't kill him because he didn't kill anybody. But we warned the guy in court, listen, you got a violent shark. Ravashi says, oh, come off it. Umdana laf klumu. Why would that create a muad? A muad is intent to attack. A muad is an attack. That couldn't be an umdin. Therefore, it's got to be, he actually did attack three people, put three people in the hospital, attacks now the fourth guy and kills him, and all three die. So now the first one's also died. So in that case, it's not that we're amduhu, we now know that it's for real, and that he actually did kill three people. Reb Zvidomar, kagon sha'arag shlosha behemot. It's talking about over here, that he killed three animals. Muadla behemavi muadla dan. What? That wouldn't count. Remember that you have to actually... The din is that it has to be for an Adam in order to be a Muad L'Adam. The fact it was a Muad for causing damage wouldn't mean that it's a Muad for killing humans. So that can't be the case. Elamer of Shimi, Kedon Sharak Shlosha of Deko Chavim. It did kill three humans, but they weren't Bechayev Mita because they were Akum. Akum is a Bechayev Mita. This is a din in which the Shor is basically the equivalent of the Baalim, as we'll see later on. So the Baalim wouldn't be chayev for murder on an akum, neither is the shor. But meanwhile, we have established a muad, have we not? No. Muad lo v'deko chavim avi muad l'Israel. Is that a given? That just because he killed three akum, you're saying the shor is not, can't see the difference between a Yisrael and an akum? Would he actually be a muad? I mean, we have a pattern. The pattern is that he attacks non-Jews. There actually are a lot of animals. There's dogs that will attack only Arabs. It's amazing. You see them very often.
Maybe
to town
with a rove
akum. Whatever it is. Elam Reish Lakesh, it's talking about over here, Kigon Shoharak, Shlosha, Bnei Adam, who were all trefa. So since in the murder of a trefa, the Baalim are potter, so in the murder of a trefa, the Shor is potter.
Trefa.
The person was a trefa who would have died anyways, even though obviously not allowed to murder him, but there's no chi of mita, says the Gemara. And is that true, that a muad the trefa is a muad the shalem? I mean, certainly there's a different level of killing ease at a trefa than there would be of a shalem. That doesn't help either. Elam Rav Papa, what happened actually is that this shor, his name is Houdini. So that he's an escape artist. They caught him, they brought him into court, and they were machai of him, and then every single time he manages to get away at the last minute before they can stone him, and the Kotov Arak Lagma, so he kills somebody and he runs away now to the Agam, the Kotov Arak Lagma, he runs away, again he runs away to the Agam. So Mamela were miyayed him, but we couldn't kill him. So now when he comes around to kill the fourth time, the third time, according to that Rashi earlier and so on, which we've seen was that whole issue that Tosfos keeps proving Rashi's wrong about. And that's how he became a Muad. Rav Acha, brother Rav Ika Amar, no, the case is very simple. Witnesses come, and they're Miyai at the shore, and then other witnesses come and say, how could you claim that you saw the shore kill somebody? You were with us at another location. Second time. Same thing happens. Third time, same thing happens. Now the guy comes. Fourth time, another pair of witnesses attacks the pair of witnesses that say you were with us. So there were Zomimei, Zomimei. Now the first three Ha'adot all go into effect at the same time as this fourth one. So now he's a Muad that killed because this God of Adam says, and you liars who claim to have seen everybody else, you were with us. In yet another place. In any event, who's Zomamei Zomamim it's talking about? Says the Gemara, well, that's not necessarily going to work. Because remember, we had a machlokas before how the process of Muad works. The process of Muad, purely an issue of the shore, so that now we know that we have three times Ha'ada on the shore, which we would have here. What's going on around here? Oh, that's better.
Payoff.
Or is Ha'ada necessary to actually warn the Bialim three times? So if you hold Bishlema Nicha Iliude Tura Bina that we only need three times to establish that the shore is an Akham, but not to put the Baalim on notice three times at the Shoraz Makhan. Shapir, my dear Mr. President, I don't think it's Kedai at this late hour. I think right now the President should be able to use the little time that we have here to be able to concentrate. Thank you very much for the offer and the kind thinking. It's very, very special of you, and I'm deeply grateful. So if you hold that it's all in terms of the shore, so then this case in which now we discover retroactively that the shore was a shore amuad, okay, retroactive is also good. But if what we need to do is to establish to the Baalim three times, oh, Meimar Amale, he says to the court, gentlemen, lo havi adana, how is I to know that this shore was a muad? I mean, I'm just finding it out now. Now you're telling me, well, now we're going to be b'chai of you, to pay the kofar, because after all, you now know it's a muad. It doesn't go by now, gentlemen, as you know. Ah, well, that little detail, now this is an amazing addition that we never knew before. That little detail can be handled by their saying, kugonda amri, kol imatakato ture gabe avikoi, that the witnesses say, and by the way, every time that this shor murdered somebody, the Baalim was standing right there taking pictures. So that means that the din of Le'yude Gavra is an additional requirement. I mean, obviously it's not enough for us to be made the fact that that is true. There needs to be the process of Mu'ad, but maybe vis-a-vis the process of Mu'ad, that's enough to be Mi'ad de Tura. Now comes along the question that he has to be able to say, but how was I to know? So that part is also the Yude Gavra. So they're claiming that, of course, he knows because he was there, and therefore that's even better than being Miyayin, because he's aware of the requirements to take care of this shore. Ravina Amar. Ravina says, look, it's very simple. They see an animal that runs out from a group of animals, all of which belong to this guy, but they can't identify the animal. So they're makirin et bala shor, vein makirin et ashor. Finally, on the fourth time, that's the one, and they identify him. So now they're able to get him as a muad, because now they know that he was the one that was a muad, and the Baalim knew that there was a muad because he was told. Yeah, but, I mean, he didn't know which shore. My havilei lemevad, what was he supposed to do? What do you mean, what was he supposed to do? Mishum da'amrei tur nakana itacha bebekarcha, once he is informed that he's got a dangerous animal in his group of shvarim, he should have you should have been watching your entire flock, not flock, what do they call it? Herd. Your entire herd. So by not doing that, you are now mechuyev. Ah, you'll say, but you can't take it out on the shore, you don't know. Now we are able to identify him. We finally got a lineup. They stood still enough, you know, for us
not to. Did they read him his rights?
Always. This is a liberal country. And so on and so forth. Now, besides the chiyuv of kofar, and besides the chiyuv of mita, I mean, we know that there's also the implications for the loss of the owner of the shor's value entirely. As we had all the structure before, that the shor is asur bahana'a, it's not just a matter of the shor being sakul, and even if he manages to run off with the shor, to shek the shor, before we get a chance to do the skila, it's still going to be asur bahana'a. So we're going to review the limud that we had earlier in this, in the Masechta. Tana Rabbanan. So here, what we learned before was, actually, we had it before, sorry, in Kedushin. Tana Rabbanan, what we learned before was, Mimashmash ne'amar sako yisakel ashor. Eni yodea sh'nevelahi, v'nevelah surabachila. Obviously, if we're going to kill this shor with stoning, it's not going to be edible to a Jew. So, mata medlomar lo yochalat bisaro. Why are we being told, and don't eat the meat? Lo yeachalat bisaro, it should not be eaten. Obviously, it should not be eaten. It's an avela. Magid lecha katuv comes along the posik not to tell you that in the event that you managed to shecht it, le'achash nigmar dino, once it was meant to be niskal, asur ba'achila, even if it wasn't niskal. And that's the addition. Now, ein li'ela ba'achila, how do I know that it's also asur ba'hana'an? I can't give it as a gift to a goy or sell it and so on. Talmud lomar uba'al hashor naki. This guy is clean. Which pashtus means he doesn't have to worry about the death penalty for himself. Ah, my mashma. So how does that say that he's not allowed to derive any benefit? Shimon ben Zoma omer kadam shomer lachavero. This guy has been cleaned out, buddy. So he just lost everything in the stock market. So too, this guy is clean. Not only means that he's clean, it means he's cleaned out. So yatsa ish ploni nakim echasav. He's done plumb cleaned out from every last penny. We had this in Kiddush. Ve'en lo be'em ana'ar shaklum. He's got nothing left of any value in it. So that tells us that there's also an isur hana'a. Yes, of course, yeah. Bal hashar naki, in terms of the shor. Umimai delo yeachelet bisaro leecha deshokto achash nigmar dinosha asur be'achila. Why do you learn it that way? Why don't we read it like this? The lo yeachel is not coming to tell me shchita before skila. Actually, maybe it's actually okay to eat it if you never do the skila. Maybe the situation over here is where it says lo ye'achel et b'saro is referring to after the skila. So you'll say, so then why bother mentioning it? Obviously, if you already were sokel, you can't eat it. Ah, hi, lo ye'achel et b'saro is le'echad esakle miskal. You did the skila. And the kiddush of lo ye'achel is not that you can't eat it, but that indeed you can't be nana from it. And we'll see that we have a lot of usage of bala shor naki later on today to tell us that you're potter from various things, chatzi kofer and so on. We're going to need bala shor naki. So that way, let's forget about bala shor naki. Let's apply it to other dinim. The din of lo ye'achel is not coming to tell me not to eat. It's coming to tell me not to have hana'a. So you'll say, but it says lo yachel, but actually Rabbi Avu pointed out, the Omer Rabbi Avu, Omer Rabbi Elazar, kol makom sheneamar lo yachel, or lo tochal, or lo tochlu, every time the Torah uses that language, it doesn't only mean don't eat. It means no consumption whatsoever, meaning no hana'a. Echad isur achila, ve'echad isur hana'a b'mashma. And you know how I know it, Because Achi Paret Lacha Katuf Kedarachi Paret Lacha Ben Nevela. Look, the Torah told you not to eat Kol Nevela. And then it says, and what should you do with the Nevela? Go sell it to a ger. Give it to a ger. Sell it to a goy, right?
Ger or goy?
No. Give it to a ger or sell it to a goy, right? Omokar Tibkarema, the Nachri. So you have your choice, but that means the ger benetina, of the kochavim and mechira. Why does the Torah have to tell you what to do with it? You said, don't eat, I'll do whatever I want with it. Ah, so you see, if I hadn't told you to give it, you can give it as a gift, you could sell it. If I hadn't told you that, you would have been meant to conclude that indeed it was asur b'hana'a. That shows us that every time it uses a language of don't eat, what it really means is don't be nehneh at all, unless it tells you otherwise. So therefore, what we should do is we should say, you started your whole drasha. Well, I'm not so stupid. I know it's asur b'achila. If I already turned it into an avela by throwing rocks at it, obviously I can't eat it. No, can't eat it. That's not the issue. Don't eat means don't be nehneh. And then that handles the whole issue. But how did you come up with the idea that even if there never was a skila and you shechted it, then it's also asur b'achila? I don't see that follows. The lo ye'achil may be referring to sako yisakel ashar. Mm-hmm. Amri, think about that for a minute. If the pasuk is coming to tell me you're not allowed to eat something, and it says lo ye'achel, so then it also means you're not allowed to have ana'a. But in this case, it's not coming to address eating at all. So isn't it a little ridiculous to tell me not to eat? If the only meaning of the pasuk is don't be ne'aneh, then say so. If you have a general statement of lo ye'achel, and that wants to include ana'a, that's fine. But over here, it's not that you're including ana'a, you're only addressing ana'a, for heaven's sakes. I already know I can't eat it because I've killed it. So Amri, come on, man. If I had been learning out both the Yisra'chila and the Yisra'na'a, so that's exactly what it was that Rabbi Avu was pointing out. That it's only two separate psukim. The words don't eat unless you say otherwise include don't be nene. Abalacha? Over here, the Yisra'chil is coming from the fact that it says, Sako Yisakel Asher. I don't need it to tell me. So then, Yisak Adaydak, Hai Lo Yachel Et Bisaro Yisur Hana'au. If what the Torah was trying to tell me was don't have Hana'au, so for God's sake, say so. Nichtav Rachmano Lo Yehane. Why say Lo Yachel? And you know what? Even if you want to tell me that the meaning of Rabbi Avu is not that a lotion of Lo Yachel subsumes Hana'au, but that lo ye'achel itself actually means not don't eat, don't consume. And the consumption meaning in terms of deriving something out of it, even figuratively, monetarily. Even if you would say that, why would you say don't eat the meat? The meat isn't the issue. So then just say lo ye'achel. Fine, say lo ye'achel. Et bisaro? I mean, what's the point of the bisaro? Unless you're telling me, no, you got a good steak here. I do. I thought I was so kelet. No, you weren't so kelet. Even if you turn it into a good steak with a kosher shechita, that's what it's adding. Because otherwise it could have said lo yachel and it would have meant everything. I would not say kol yisakel. So if you're telling me that I had the opportunity to turn it into a piece of meat, and nonetheless I can't eat it, then obviously you're telling me that before the skila I also can't eat it, even if I shechted it normally. And therefore, there's no way to get out of that. So it's wrong to think that a sharaniska that I grab and checked before the skila is mutar b'achila. It's not. Makif lomar zutra. How do you know that? Maybe, I mean, I agree that it's certainly true that even if you have a piece of meat, you can't eat it. But, emahani mile, hekara barak tzervashachat, maybe the case that you can't eat it is where you figuratively stoned it. Meaning, you stoned it as an act of shechita. In Out of Africa, there's this beautiful line. There's a really beautiful line. There was this, all the natives were Islamic. So so she had a terrible problem. They're going safaris. Then if she would shoot game, they had to rush to shecht it before it died. They don't have an isser, a sukenes, or trefa. So, but if the thing died before they could check it, then they would manage to starve. Then she'd have to go and find another one. And sometimes it was like really very, very, very dramatic. And so she asked for a heter from the guy over there, I forget what he said, the imam, whatever he was, a heter that they should be able to eat when she shoots something, even if it dies. So he tells the natives, he says, she's going to say at the time that she pulls the trigger, inshallah, right? And then that way her bullets now get a din of a sakin of shkita. And since you're there, so it'll be kosher because Islam was looking at it. So it's the same, you know, shkita. So we had a case of Rabbi Yonah used to shecht by sharpening arrows. And he would shoot the arrow and the bird would get right in the right position. So I said, okay, so you can use bullets. Right. All right, so over here, maybe it's talking about, you stoned it. How did you stone it? You took a stone, you sharpened it, and you cut its throat with the stone. I did a good shmita. So now, no, but you did sakol yisakel. So sakol yisakel includes the yisr. So maybe that's where it's saying, the barak serve a shachat bo. The of the kein skila, but let's say you really would have gotten it away before you did a skila, you would have used a knife on it, then maybe Enochanami would have been kosher. Echad the shachter b'sakin lo. Amri, come on, that's silly. We don't do sakin k'tiva b'yoraita. What are you? You're going to now introduce a new idea of having a knife for shmita. The Torah never talks about having a knife for shmita. So you can't start now distinguishing the din of the behemoth that's nishkata based on the nafkamina, whether it's a knife or if it's a stone. The Torah uses the word shkita under any and all circumstances. V'atnan, as the Mishnah points out, ha-shochet b'magal yad, b'tzur, b'kone, it doesn't matter what you use. You could use a magal. Right, the Gemara differentiates between whether it's a smooth scythe versus a serrated edge, obviously, or take a stone, or even a reed that you've sharpened the edge of. It doesn't matter what you use. Shkita's a kshera. Okay, so now you're agreed, though, to me. I mean, you're not agreed to my question about couldn't we figure out a way to eat this if I did the shkita before the skila. Okay, fine. But what you've actually done is now you've made it unnecessary to say balashor naki, because now you've gone along with me that lo ye'achel means even isra no, and you're also going along with me because it says lo ye'achel et bisara, which means even if it's turned into basar before the skill. Okay, but lamaisa, what I've done now is I've done away with the need for balashor naki, because now it no longer has to mean. The word lo ye'achel, according to Rabbi Abu, means that you can't have any hana'ah, no matter what, even if you had shechted it, it's main basar. So now, says the Mahashta Nachla Yisrachil of Yisrael, no, both, from lo ye'achel at b'saro, what is the usage of the pasuk ba'al ashor naki? What is that coming to tell me? Lomali? Well, how about the skin? Hanat oro, I mean that's them. Lo yechel b'soro is one thing. B'yasal like the chamina b'soro, who the asur b'hanaa? As the Torah itself points out, lo yechel b'soro, that's asur b'hanaa. But oro, so to make a cow skin wallet, that's okay. That would be nishteri b'hanaa. Gamash v'lan ba'al hashor naki, even from the ulahanach tanoi. The mafkile lahai bala shor nakila drashachrina. We're going to see. We're going to see that there's other drashot that we need bala shor naki, which really has been driving us all along to try to avoid using bala shor naki because we need it for other things. So now we don't know the din of the skin. So now hanat oro minalu. How did they learn that the skin is osur ba'ana'ah following the lo yechel et bisara? And the answer is obvious. Lo yachel et b'saro. And et always means hatafel. What is tafel to basar? Or. So therefore it includes the or. What's tafel of b'saro menu? Oro. And the Tana, who indeed insists on learning it from Bala Shornaki Yatza Ploni Nakim in Chatzav, what does he have against Et? Ah, this is the famous Et Lo Darish. This was Shimon Antzuni who learned never to darshan an Et again, the very hard way. Kiritanya, Shimon Antzuni, or some say it was Nehemia Antzuni, Hayadoresh Kol Etin Shebetorah. Kivan Shigiela Et Hashem Lo Kechatira. My God, how could there be a tafel to Hashem? There's nothing that's in the same set at all. So obviously I'm mistaken. Et cannot have implications of tafel to. I give up. So he went, therefore, to use Bala Sharnaki to tell me the or where previously he had darshan the et besorot to mean the or. He said, well, obviously et Hashem doesn't mean anything, in which case neither can et besorot. Let's be consistent. Amrullah Tamidav Rebbe, what are we gonna? We can't throw out all these S, and we spent the first 3 years on these S. I mean, so kol etin shedarash to matayelam. What's gonna be with them? I mean, they don't have parachutes, golden parachutes. What's gonna happen to all that work?
Tenure.
Amar lahem, listen, gentlemen. Kashem shekibalti sachar la drisha, kach kibalti sachar ala prisha. I always point out, it's just as hard to drop your beliefs as it was to come up with them in the first place. So even though I dropped all of them in 10 seconds and I spent 30 years, the pain of those 10 seconds was equivalent to all of the 30 years. Right? That's Lefum Tzara Agra.
So what?
If not more. Right? We know how painful it is to let go. You know?
So what is now?
What they ought to do is pay authors on the number of words they cross out, not 500 of them. Anyway, this was the sad situation. Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva Velimeid. Et Hashem Elokecha Tirah comes to be l'rabot Talmidei Chachamim, that they are considered to be tafel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learned the halacha that Mora Rabo Kemora Shamayim, and that's the idea, Mora Rabo Kemora Shamayim is clearly saying that it's of the same type. So Tosfos actually asks, I mean, if we have a drasha that Mora Aviv is Kemora, why don't you use Et Hashem Elokecha, tell me that. Because the Torah is willing to compare Mora Aviv to Mora parents to Mora Shamayim, right? So why was bothered? Because it says that he didn't think that we would say it in this way to add an additional assay if we already know it. So then Tosfos asks, if that's the case, so why do we have additional assay by Mora Rabcha, where Yishva Kosev Mora Rabcha leMora Hamokah? So he says there it could be, there may be different levels. Maybe there's the general din of Tamei Chachamim, which is not Mamish Gemara, then there's a special halacha with your Rav Muvhak. Maybe different. Tanya Rabbanan, Uba'al Hashor Naki. Now we mentioned that we were going to have some additional drushes. Oh, so here are the additional drushes. Ba'al Hashor Naki, Rabbi Eliezer says, that means Naki Michatzit Kofer. That you do not have to pay chatzi kofer from a tam. You only pay kofer shalim from a muah, which is what the Mishnah said. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, really now. A tam, anyway, only pays migufo, right? So alu atzmo in mishnah and migufo. Okay, I'll tell you what. Bring him to Bezdin, where they're going to stone him, and let them take chatzi kofer migufo. What kind of nonsense is this? Anyway, you can't get the chatzi kofer out of his goof, because his goof isn't worth anything. Because it's a sharaniska. So bring it to Pestin. Mishalem, look, I'll pay you. Without this drasha. Obviously, you can't do that. What do you need the drasha for? Father of Eliezer, come on. Kachani beinecha, what, you think I'm such an idiot that you talk to me like that? Shedini bezesher chayav mita. What was I trying to tell you? A din in a case where the shor was actually chayav mita. Ein dini elekishe mita adam api edachad or api baalim. I'm talking about a case where the baalim is mode. Maybe there's even two baalim. As Tosfos points out, maybe an edachad together with the baalim. And therefore, I might think that he should pay, even though I'm not going to kill the shark. Wait a minute. Api baalim. Mode beknas. If it's Alpi Baalim, so then it would be a Moda Beknas. Anyway, it would be Potter. So what do I need a Potter to tell me that even though the Baalim is Moda, he has a Pechatzi Kofa, because he's not Potter? Ah, because Ukasava Kufra Kapara. Remember, we had a book. Is it a knas, or is it in fact a way in which you pay real kapara? So if it wouldn't have been for the miut, I would have said, look, the Balaam himself says he's chayev. So Mamela, you should pay the kapara, but Shach said we're going to be pottering him because he says he's chayev. Kamash malan balashor naki, even though this is what happened, but you don't pay chatzikof. Tanya idach, amaylo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, baby, kachani beinecha, this is what you think of me, to tell me, bring the shor in. I mean, I'm an intelligent guy. Obviously, I have an idea, huh? It is fascinating. The first one leaves out Akiva. So he says, Akiva, kachani beinecha, shedini bezesh chayav mitayin, danin ala bimitkavein, my din is ela bimitkavein larogata beima, viaragata adam. He killed, but there was no kavana to kill an adam. He was going on the attack. The animal moved out of the way, and he ends up killing an adam. Or he was going to kill a mitzri, varag Yisrael, or he was going to kill the nefelim, who wouldn't have been chayav, because they weren't going to survive Arak ben Kayama. So there, in Ochinami, the din should be, that's what the Pesach is coming to tell me, the din should be, the guy wants a kapar, he's coming and saying, my shark killed an Adam. Omnam, he's not Chayef Skila, because of the technicalities of the dinimita, but nonetheless, human life was lost here, and Mamela I should have to pay. So it comes along the Pesach to say, no, you're potter in that case. Now, which of these tirutzim did he say first? The Akiva Teretz or the Obed Teretz? So Rav Kahana Mishmei Rava said, look, he said this Teretz, Mitkavein La'arog Etzeh, V'arag Etzeh, that's the one he said first. Omer Liberation. Rav Tevyumi Mishmei Rava, no, he told him the other case, Abheimit Alpi Edechad, Alpi Baalim, Omer Liberation. You know what it's like? I mean, what's bothering you is that why would he bother telling him an additional teretz where there's obviously a counterattack, which is he's a motive of knas, right? Mm-hmm. So why tell him something where there's a counterattack where you can tell him something where there's no counterattack? I'll tell you. There's an inyan to tell your Talmud every way of looking at it. Mashal et sayad, look. Sometimes Richie goes out, he fishes, shalat, dagim, and ayam. So he finally gets a big fish. Now, the truth is like this. Where he gets a small fish, he throws it back in.
Oh, not a first
one. Right? Yeah. No. Yes, even a first one. Because if it's not enough to make a dinner out of, he throws it back. Suppose the first fish, however, is a big fish. And now you catch a little fish. You keep the little fish also, because now there's a dinner, and you might as well throw it into the pot already, right? So that's what happens over here. Mashkech Rav Revei Shaker, you take your big fish, keep the big fish. Zutri, then you catch your little fish, you take the little fish also. So basically, Rabbi Elazar told him the big fish story first. And that was the Akiva. Come on, Akiva, what's with you? Once already, and not only that, there's other issues that we need to take into consideration. Then they got into conversation. Kufa Kapora is a bit of a knas, and so on and so forth. Good. Whereas Rav Tevyumi Mishmei the Rav says that's not the way it's done. If you have a good teretz, you say the teretz. You don't just go talking about additional things to take into consideration. Actually, he started off with the poor quality teretz. So he meet Amar Lobra, despite the fact that it was open to the attack of what about the motive knas, and so on, they had to get into the whole issue. So he told him that first, knowing that he was getting, but then when you come up with the other one, you know. So then, and is that what you think, that I'm such an idiot? I mean, obviously, okay. So then, a meet on my liberation, I say, Marshal et sayat shishaled agim in ayam. Here you've got no fisherman. Okay, so, you know, if all you catch is little fish, so you take the little fish, hoping to do better. So, mishkach zutri shokel, then mishkach ravrabi, then you throw out the little fish, and then you keep the big fish. So Enoch Inami, we're not meant to deal with that other teret. So can we move on, please? Thank you.
When this time the little fish are dead.
No.
What's your sense of
putting them in a bucket?
Rich. Rich. Of course. I don't know.
When do you ever not throw a fish into a bucket? Try to keep it as fresh and alive.
I don't know how many hours you're going to be.
Tanya Irak, the other approach is Ba'al HaShor Naki. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Omer, that, what that means is that if a shor gores a woman and destroys the vladot, which in a case where a human does such a thing, so then there's a din of dmei vladot, this tells me that the shor is naki midvei vladot. There's no din of dmei vladot in a shor, only in Maman HaMazik, only in Adam HaMazik. We are going to get in, that is a long sugya, and if we start it, we'll have to wait until we do the whole Amud. Shor shenogachet Adam umeit mu'ed misham kofer v'tam kotor min hakofer completely. V'zev v'zev chayavim mita, v'chein bebein, v'chein bebat. Nagach evedo ha'ma'a, natik shloshim tzloyim, ben shu yafeh mo'im mo'ne, ben shonu yafeh ladin recha. V'chein mi'akra, d'mitam katlina, how did he get back to life to become a mu'ed? Ech ha'mashkachet la. Omar rabba ha'chumayis kirigon sh'omdu l'shloshim b'nei Adam. Rav Ashi says, omdena, omdena doesn't create a mu'ed, it's nothing. Subsequently died, and by that time he already got his mu'ed victim. So mu'ed l'beima, be mu'ed l'adam. Elam Rav Shimon k'gon sh'arak shloshah of dekochavim. What? And mu'ed l'av dekochavim is mu'ed l'Yisrael. Elam Rav Shlokish k'gon sh'arak shloshah b'nei adam treifa. What? And mu'ed l'treifa is mu'ed l'shalim. Elam Rav Papa de Katal the Arag La'agma, then again Katal the Arag La'agma. Rav Achbre the Ravik Amr Gonshu, who's with Zomameh Zomameh? Yeah, but that's only Ilichli Yude Tura Be'inan, fine, and it's enough. Because then it's retroactive. Eli Yude Gavra Be'inan, Memer Amr Le, look, what am I saying? I didn't know, Lo Avi Adana. Kagon the Amr Kol, Ema Te Katal Ture Gabe Avi Koi. Ravino Amr Be'makirinet Ba'al Ashor, Ve'imakirinet Ashor. So then how you could still say, what am I supposed to do? I have a mevat. Mishum da'am le ture nakhani itocha bibekorcha. Iboy lecha ne ture kule bekorcha. Ze vezech hayavim mita, and so on. Tad rabbanan. Mi mashma shina masako yisak el ashor in yodea shinevela yivin nevela asura bachila matam ed lumar lo ye achelet bisaro. Magid lecha katuv, shim shahato le'achish nigmar dino asura bachila. E'im liyela bachila ba'ana aminayim. Amud lomar ubaal ashor naki. My mashma shimi ben zoim omer, kadam shomer lachaviro yatsa ish ploni, naki minachasa venu bemana ashaklum. Umimai de lo yachal abasoro, laichad ashokto achashdik bardino shasur bachila. Maybe actually emechad ashokto laichashdik bardino would be mutter bachilo. Vahai lo yachal abasoro is only after skila. And it's coming to teach me that surbana akir rabbi avud, am rabbi avu, am rabbi lazar. כל מקום שנאמר לו יאכל, לא תאכל, לא תאכל לו, אחד יצרי אכילה, ויחד יצרי הנאה במשמעת שיפרט לך, כתוב, כדרך שפרט לך בנבלה, לגר, בנתינה, לא בכוכבים, בבחירה, או whatever. אבל אני מלא יאכל, נפקה ליצרי אכילה, ויצרי הנאה, מקרא, מלא יאכל. But in this case, יצרי אכילה, אינו פרצקו, יסכל נפקה. In which case, יצרי אכילה, תחי לא יאכל, אז בסורי יצרי הנאה, why not just say, לא יהנה? Or inami, even if it's a lo yachel, but et b'saro lamali, to tell me, even if it's still basar with regular shkita, the afagav de avdekein basar shakte, it would still be awesome. Matkifla marzutra, ema ani mili hekada barak tzur v'shakhafar, which is the equivalent of sakoye sakel, de avdekein skila, but echad shachte b'sakin, maybe enochinami would be kosher in that case. Ato sakin k'tiva b'yoraita, v'atznan ashochet b'magol yad b'tzur b'kanesh k'tatok shira. Anyway, hashtan afkar yisra achila v'yisra nomi lo yachelet b'soro. What's the point of ba'al ashar naki lamali? L'anat oro. Sa'akad ayat ramina b'soro udi asur b'yana'a. Aval oro nishtri b'ana'a. Kamash b'lan ba'al ashar naki even min ha'or. ולהניח תנוי דמפקי ללהי בעל השור נקי לדרוש האחרינה, כי רבינו למהם לכמן, הנעת אורו מנהלו, נפקנו מעט בשורו, עט התפל לבשורו, which is what? אורו, והייתנה עט לא דורש, כי רטני שמעון האמצוני, ואמרי לנחם יא אמצוני, או ידורש, כל עטין שבתורה, כיוון שגיל עט השם לוקח את עיריו פירש, אמרו לו תלמידיו רבי, כל עטין שדרשת, מתי היה להם? אמר להם, כשם שקיבלתי שכר על הדרישה, כך קיבלתי שכר על הפרישה, עד שבא רבי עקיבא ולימד את השם לקחת עירה לרבות תלמידי חכמים. Tana Rabbanu Rabbala Shornaki Rabbi Yezer Rabbanaki Michatzikov from Lo Rabbi Kiva Alo Atzu Eni B'Shalem Eni Gufa. Fine. Havayil Beit Din V'Shalem Lecha. Amlo Rabbi Lezva Kachari Beinecha Shedini B'Zer Shechayev Mita. Obviously, Ein Dinei G'Shemit El Adam Api Erecharu Api Baalim. Api Baalim Mode B'Knasu Kasova Kufra Kapara. Tani Idach Amalo Rabbi Lezva Akiva Kachari Beinecha Shedini B'Zer Shechayev Mita. Ein dine ela be mitkaven la rocket be ma va rocket adam or be kaven la rocket mit shiva rag israel or on the felim va rocket ben kayama which of these two roots in my liberation if kanu shmid rav mit kaven on my liberation if you shmid rav am rei mit my liberation if kanu shmid rav mit kaven on my liberation moshel tzayad she sholed agim in ayam so if his mishkach rav ve shakel and then if he finds your tree also shakel or if you may shmid rav says you can forget about the other turrets Hemi Tamala Gresh, because we have a better turret. So Mashal Tzayat Shaleda Gimina Yan. Mishkach Zutri Shaka, Mishkach Rav Ravi, Shari Zutri Mishaka Rav Ravi. And now we can move on to